According to the National Association of Sports Officials, 46-year-old Ricardo Portillo is the second official in the U.S. to die as a result of being assaulted. But many referees are assaulted, perhaps not physically, but verbally by coaches and parents every day. Portillo's tragic death, which came about a week after he was punched in the side of his head and then fell into a coma, comes as a surprise to many. Park City Municipal Recreation Supervisor Karen Yoakum says that Portillo's death was a tragic accident, but given the intensity of some games, it seemed inevitable that something like this might happen.
The fact of the matter is it's probably been coming for quite some time. It's not the first time that a referee's been assaulted on the field, but it's a lack of control, and it goes all the way back to coaches and parents and how we teach the kids to act on the field. You know, he made a last-minute, you know, decision, or he let his emotions take over, and I have no doubt that that's, you know, wasn't his intention to have something so drastic happen, but he unleashed his anger in an improper manner, you know, on the field, and that's not part of the game.
Portillo's eldest daughter has reported that her father had been assaulted before, sustaining broken ribs in another on-field attack about 5 years ago. Park City and the Snyderville Basin Recreation Departments run a spring and fall soccer program for younger children who look to the adults for guidance in how to play and behave on the field.
And I think the biggest challenge, you know, and what we talk to the officials about is on the field, they're out there to not only officiate the game, but to help the kids learn how to play the game properly. And generally, they don't ever have any issues. I mean, these are small children, so they don't have any problems with the kids. Any loudness or boisterousness, it comes from the sidelines. So where do kids learn it?
Bob Martin, who has been coaching soccer since 1976 and is currently the director and head coach of the Park City Soccer Club, says he's had his not-too-proud moments of telling off a referee when he thought lousy calls were made, but he says he was stunned that something like Portillo's death could even happen.
Referees have a tough job, and there's always contentious points in a lot of games, you know, but with players, coaches, fans, you know, they have a really difficult job, but I was shocked when I heard this happen.
Sometimes, he says, players, coaches, and even the fans just get caught up in the moment.
I think the reality is a lot of people forget that it's a game. It's a game, and they take it way too serious.
Brian Schott is a U.S. Soccer Federation certified referee and knows how tough it can be for someone who just loves the game and wants to make a few extra bucks. He says he's been able to find ways over the years to accept the verbal abuse.
There are a lot of times when, you know, you spar with parents, you spar with coaches verbally. One of the things that I like to do when parents tend to get out of hand is I like to inform them that their presence at the field today is strictly optional. They don't really need to be there. And there have been times when I've told parents to leave the pitch. There have been times when I've told coaches to leave simply because their behavior is out of hand. I have a daughter who plays soccer as well. And, you know, just because I know how hard the referee's job is, I don't say a word to them, even if I disagree with one of their calls. And at the end of the day, the game is supposed to be fun. It is a game for kids. And a lot of times it can be ruined by parents. It can be ruined by coaches acting like complete idiots.
Bad behavior isn't specific to just soccer, and Yoakum says now would be a great time to have a conversation in all sports and with all age groups about sportsmanship and how we treat each other while playing a game. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.